Good morning. 8:50 is now the time as Morning Edition continues on WNCW. I'm Paul Foster, and as usual, it's time for our Friday feature interview of the week. It is a pleasure to have live in studio with us this morning to talk about a program coming up in early January, Women in Music, a tribute to iconic female artist, and that is Aubrey Eisenman. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Your name may sound familiar to some of our listeners out there. I believe you're a part of a well-known group that we have played some music by and have heard of as well. Tell us a little bit about the Clydes.
The Clydes is a bluegrass Americana group that I front with my now husband. We play around Asheville. We're based out of Asheville. So we started it together, my husband and I.
Tell us about not only yourself. You're one of the featured artists for this program that'll be in early January. And by the way, that's Saturday, January the 6th for Women in Music, a tribute to iconic female artists. But you'll be joined by two other female artists as well.
Yes. I'm hosting the show with, it's myself, Anya Hinkle from a band called Teleco, also out of Asheville, and Amanda Platt with Amanda Platt and the Honeycutters. So we're the hosts, and then we have asked several other local female artists to come and do guest appearances throughout the show. So it's going to be a plethora of female powerhouses and just throughout the night. I think it's the most females I've seen on a bill ever. I think there's 9 of us.
Goodness. Well, truly female power and good music will be presented on that evening. Tell us about the idea behind putting this together.
So I came up with the idea. I'm sure it's not entirely original, but oftentimes when I finish a show with my band, the Clydes, I'm told that we sound like Gillian Welch or we resemble June Carter. And I think the knee-jerk reaction is to say, no, we're original, and kind of resist that comparison. But yeah. The truth is we all, we all have influences. And I think the point here is to embrace them and celebrate them. And so I came up with this idea to get together a bunch of female artists and let us all empower each other. Let us kind of explore these artists that influenced us, which really became an explorative process for me. I had known very little about Carole King. I knew other artists that I imagined influenced me, but this became more of a branching out process for myself. And kind of by default, it brought all these female artists together that I think tend to get in their own little pockets of isolation. And we kind of get in our own world, and it really brought us together. Let us get to know each other. Let us get to rehearse together, which is a huge process, and find our similar influences and find our common ground and let us all empower each other through this process. So that was a big part of it.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I was certainly going to make sure we made our listeners aware that you were going to be spotlighting the music of Carole King. Tell us about the other ladies, including Amanda and who they'll be spotlighting on that night.
So Amanda chose Lucinda Williams, who's awesome and I think has a big influence over her music, she told me. And Anya Hinkle chose Hazel Dickens, who same thing goes for her. She really likes a lot of her stuff. And I chose Carole King. I chose Carole King because I really didn't know anything about her, and I wanted to explore. And I know she's on Broadway right now. Her life story is on Broadway in a show called Beautiful. So she's really being highlighted in our musical world right now. So it was really an exploration for me, which was good practice. And then there's some other artists that are coming on during the show that are covering. They're doing Patsy Cline, Iris DeMont, Bonnie Raitt. So we're really, Emmylou Harris.
Oh, great.
So I know we left a lot of big names out, but we just didn't have the time. There's certainly a lot that we went over that we wanted to cover.
And maybe this will go...
Maybe next year.
I was going to say part two of Women in Music, and then we can get to some of these other artists, because you're right, you guys, it'd be a nonstop
so many.
Event.
Stevie Nicks. I mean, there's just countless. And we talked about maybe making it an annual thing, so that would be for the next time.
Well, stay with us. You are listening to the Friday feature interview of the week on WNCW. And here in just a moment, we're actually going to really give you a treat this morning as Aubrey's going to actually play a song here in the studio for us. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Yeah, it's a great lineup. And I know Martin Anderson, who usually is on the air right after Morning Edition, right after 9 o'clock each morning. He, of course, is our music director. He's away for the holidays as of today. But he made a comment about Amanda, for instance, that said one of the best songwriters coming from Western North Carolina these days. So truly, you guys have been making some special music and a lot of power on and off stage with what you're trying to do.
Thanks. Yeah, I think it's going to be amazing.
Well, we'll come back and remind everybody about the date and the show, how they can get tickets and find out more information. But we're going to turn it over to you right now. Tell us about the song you're going to perform for us.
Well, I didn't really know until about a minute ago, but keeping time in mind and keeping originality in mind, I'm going to actually do a brand new song that I wrote that's kind of a story. And yeah, it's only a couple days old, so maybe I'll even do it at the show. We're incorporating original music just a tiny bit. We're each going to do an original song at the show. So,
right. Wonderful. We'll turn it over to Aubrey right now, live on WNCW.
Thanks. Way down where there's a bubbling sound, old gin swirling all around, and he said he felt bad about the things he said, till he's a lion when his face turns red. Find him all greased beneath an old Ford truck. Used to think he was just bad on luck, but he reached for the bottle when it didn't start. Come on late and break mama's heart. He turned gray just a little too fast. Lies in the very last drop don't last. Now the air is still. Not a breeze or a bird flying on his resting hill. Still sending my picture every holiday. Tears still fall for his heart up way. Had a cat named Jesus and I'm sure he'd pray. Not a soul showed to put him down or lay. Had a little boy and I loved him too. On that farmland we both grew. Said, Daddy, is he gonna be just like you? But the darkness fell and away he flew. He turned gray just a little too fast. Lies in the very last drop don't last. Now the air is still. Not a breeze or a bird goes a-flying on his resting hill.
It is heard here on WNCW as a part of our Friday feature, Aubrey Eisenman. And tell us again the name of that song, which you said is brand new.
It's brand new. It's called Restin' Hill.
And as you said, maybe that one and a few other originals thrown in between the Carole King set.
I think we're going to try and limit it to one original tune and make it mostly about the artists that we're covering.
It's Women in Music, a tribute to iconic female artists, and coming up in Asheville at the Isis Music Hall Saturday, January the 6th at 8:30 p.m. And if they wanted to find out more information about the event to get their hands on tickets, how could they do so?
Isis Asheville, Isis Music Hall, if you log on to their site, there's a big bio description of the show and all of our parts respectively. You know, you'll find our links there. If you want to learn more about the artists that are performing, that's all on the Isis Music Hall website.
And I'll let you know that if you just Google, you can find some great articles already out about this event from some of our colleagues out there in the print and online business that are spreading the word about this. If you want to find out more details about this event and these artists, I've seen a number of good sites out there. But again, the lineup's just going to be special that night. Hazel Dickens by Anya Hinkle, mm-hmm. Amanda Ann Platt doing the music of Lucinda Williams, and of course she's known from the Honeycutters, Anya from Teleco, our guest here. Aubrey, of course, a part of the Clydes, and again, she'll do Carol King. And what do you hope those that come out and attend that night will walk away with the experience of what you ladies want to do?
I hope that they see what influences we all have, but also how powerful these women are. And I think, you know, we're going a little bit further back than our immediate influences. These are maybe women that influenced our influences. So we're recognizing maybe some artists that are a little forgotten. We're going back to the 60s with some of these female artists. So we're really hoping to appreciate them and also take people back a little bit, take them back in time a little bit. We really worked hard. We're working hard at learning their parts, at learning this music pretty, you know, realistically. And I will say, too, that there's only 150 seats that night. So I'm hoping that we pack the house. We're also having a visual artist there, Chris Lars, who's out of Asheville. So
okay.
There'll be painters there as well. She's a female artist. So we hope that everybody comes out to appreciate what we're doing here.
I want to take this moment to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for being live in studio, and best of luck with Women in Music on January the 6th.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, you're very welcome. Aubrey Eisenman here on WNCW.